Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Elon Musk, he hates Minnesota. He's pulling a Drake versus Kendrick. He wants to sue. Elon Musk sues Minnesota over law to criminalize sharing election-related deepfakes. Of all the things to sue us about, that's what you're doing, Elon? That's what you're doing? He filed a complaint. Elon Musk... It's just, he's that guy that is upset and angry because we want to crack down on deepfakes, fake news, things that are not real. In 2023, the Minnesota legislature passed a law that cracks down on the use of deepfake video or audio created by AI purporting to show someone saying or doing something that didn't happen. The law makes it a crime in the state to disseminate this information within 90 days of an election that's made without the consent of the person depicted and is intended to influence results or harm a candidate's reputation. Why would you try to sue for that? Because Elon Musk wants to be all about creating illusions and propaganda. That's what he wants to do. Think about this. Would it be okay for any Minnesotan out there to create and depict Donald Trump doing something or saying something that he's not doing or actually saying? Would that be cool? Would it be cool to do that for any candidate? No, it would not. This is across the board something that you say, why do this? So it's not helping one side and hurting another side. It's helping all of us. Don't do dumb stuff. Don't try to represent somebody as something that they're not. And listen to this. The complaint filed by X in federal court this week argues that the law's requirements are so vague and that social media platforms cannot understand what the statute permits and what it prohibits. That will lead to blanket censorship, including a fully protected core political speech. That's what the complaint reads. How dumb is Elon Musk? Legitimately, we know that he's dumb, but how dumb are you trying to be in federal court to argue that it's acceptable? And you're talking about blanket censorship. If somebody put on the internet that Josh Wheeler had some extremely negative things to say about whoever, okay? And it's not really Josh Wheeler's voice, it's AI, or it's edited to make it come across in a certain... That's not acceptable. It's however you try to frame it, it's unacceptable. For him to... This tells you really what he is about. He is not about trying to make the government more efficient or more efficient, because DOGE has never been about that. No. And he's stepping away from politics and from the... Shocker. We know why that is. Tesla's down 71%. And you're not doing anything to help us as a country. This guy, I'll never be a fan.
No.
I'll never be a fan.
It's
But you wanted to buy that Cybertruck earlier today, you were telling me.
Yeah, about that. I mean, those things keep having issues too. We just off air, we spoke about a news article that popped up before the show today.
But that was an accident.
No, I get it, but
yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
I think there's a good point to where if it's being used to quote unquote demoralize you or someone that you align with as far as your beliefs, then it's wrong. But if it's anything below that, it's okay. He didn't know that this existed until it became presented to him via his, I'm assuming the administration brought it to his attention.
It's so weird to me that we have people that are willing to do things and they know it's not for the greater good of us. Maybe he views it as, you know what, just bottom line, it's for my betterment.
Yeah.
It's for the betterment of people that I want in office. This is just a terrible look. And he's going to lose this complaint, I believe. The complaint argues that the threat of criminal penalties will incentivize platforms to err on the side of removing any content that could potentially violate the statute. No, it's just saying don't put out fake stuff.
Yeah.
That's all it's saying. Under this,
it's pretty black and white.
It reads, quote, under this enforcement system, platforms that keep content presenting a close call under the statute run the risk of criminal penalties. I don't agree with that. But there is no penalty for erring on the side of too much censorship. It is not about censorship. It is about you can't put up fake stuff.
Yeah.
That's what this is about.
Yeah. Especially on that level, when you're talking about the, yes, I know Elon is technically not an elected official, but you're also talking about the president of the United States. You just can't do that. That's about the top tier of deep fakes that you don't want to touch or even come close to, and that's unfortunate. That's where the situation has led.
Are you a big reality TV guy?
A little bit. Not I.
Well, you got a
through my wife.
Yeah, yes. I was gonna say what's your wife's favorite? What's her favorite shows?
Well, she just did the Love Is Blind, that Minnesota version that just. I guess not Minnesota version, but Love Is Blind is a hot Netflix reality show that was pretty much a lot of Minnesota aspects.
She got into it?
Oh yeah, yeah. She knows one of the gals on there.
Really?
So, which I mean, I guess when you're talking about people that are mostly Minnesotan on a cast, I feel like there's a lot of us that probably know somebody that knows somebody with that show.
Let me just say this. I haven't done the reality shows. Like I never got into the Kardashians.
Yeah.
I just haven't. Now, I'm not saying I've never watched a reality TV show, because many, many years ago, the OG in the first reality TV show, The Real World.
Oh yeah.
That's the original. That's the OG. That's the GOAT of all those shows. We all loved that show back in the day.
Yeah.
But listen, in my inbox right now, I'm getting an email about a show.
Is it
on Hulu?
Is it a Tesla show?
No.
I'm
all in on this show. I didn't know this existed, but it's called The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Wow.
Oh my.
Your day is here. It's not just draft day. It's late day.
This is what's the best way to this advertisement for the show is very appealing.
The promotion,
let me just put it like that. The secret lives of Mormon wives. Anybody out there that's ever seen the show, text me and let me know how good it is.
Or if you are on the show, call in.
They're probably not on the show. It probably takes place. Hey. Where does it take place?
Mormon wives.
Yeah,
listen,
in Utah.
Mormon wives listen to AM radio, too.
The series follows a group of 8 Utah-based TikTok influencers known as Mom Talk? Huh? I never heard of that. Are you on TikTok?
I try to avoid it. I try to avoid it, yes.
I'm not on it.
TikTok, yes.
The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Oh, my.
Oh, we really stalled this show.
Yeah, this is I'm distracted. I'm totally distracted. I will be watching every episode tonight. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, it is Josh Wheeler's attempt at, it's not his first attempt, but it's been a while. Headlines, that's next year on The Late Show. All right, let's dive into headlines. Josh Wheeler in the mix tonight. And for one, Christopher Tubbs, who's off tonight, and he's also off tomorrow. I believe that Jonathan Lowe is in tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, I actually have final pitch after Twins baseball. Twins did fall earlier today. Game was cut short after the rain delay, they said.
Yeah.
What's
wrapping it? Basically. Right.
Yeah. But let's get in the headlines. What you got?
We've heard of the saying, digging yourself a hole. Well, it turns out a drain worker in Minnesota, South Minneapolis to be exact, indeed got himself stuck in a 14-foot hole. He was up to his waist in sand, and first responders had to suction the sand out of the hole while he was in it. The article doesn't state how he got stuck. I'm assuming it's just his line of work, and the worker did, after 6 hours through the middle of the night, was back on his feet above ground. How about that?
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Like, what would be the first thing that you would want to do after all of that?
Well,
take a nap.
For sure.
Take a nap, man.
Take a dirt nap, if you will. Yeah.
Oh, man. You don't want to take a dirt nap.
Well, I mean, you might as well if you're stuck there.
That's one that you never recover from.
Yeah, true. True. Have you ever been to Germany, Mr. H. Lake?
I have never. Have you?
No.
Okay.
I'm not that rich.
Okay.
The German-based Lufthansa airline, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, is making some improvements to their transatlantic flights.
Okay.
Its cabins will now include features including, but not limited to, Bluetooth for your personal in-air entertainment. Of course, we all love not having to trip over cords and having to try and find a plug-in, if you will, for your flights. Also added in, some of the first-class seats have a bedroom-esque environment and have double beds in some cases. My question for you, would you be comfortable taking a transatlantic flight with while Bob and Sue are high-rolling next to you in their bed?
Yeah, I would have no issue with that. Mm. Like, have you seen some of the videos of, because I've never done the super fancy air travel. Like, I've never traveled internationally, and I know that internationally you get, depending on how much money you spend, you could do the typical, like, where you travel over, you know, like in a regular type of setting, right?
Yeah.
And then you've got the upscale where you got, like, your own little section, kind of your private
stuff like that.
I'm just not rich like that. And then you got the ones where it's like the Emirates, where you got like a room.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, they don't mess around.
They do not mess. But that's the high rollers. That's the Josh Wheelers of the world.
But they
can lay down and watch cable TV.
But you're okay with a couple getting it on next to you?
No. I didn't say getting it on.
Oh no, we're talking double beds where you can, you know, couples can sleep and do other things in it.
No sexual relations next to me.
Yeah, don't
stop
be that person. Yeah,
no.
Stop.
You
there
can
are those
wait
people,
till we
but
land.
We don't like those people. Yeah, correct.
Yeah, we can wait till you. Come on.
Yeah.
What are we doing, people? It's not that serious.
I'll ask you this then. Have you been to the Minneapolis Institute of Art?
It's been a while.
Their tradition this year, Art is in Bloom, is kicking off its now 41-year tradition where you can wander the halls of the facility and check out the amazing floral artwork. And it is free to the public. For many, it's a sign that spring is finally here. Does this sound like something you maybe would check out?
Absolutely. I love art. So beyond art, are you into art?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So And I'm not even lying when I'm saying this. I'm not making this up. I've had a couple of paintings commissioned for me. Like I've had people, artists,
for sure,
that have done paintings, and I just love it. Now, it's expensive. Great art is not cheap. You gotta pay for it.
Correct.
So, but that's just what it is. When you're talking about, man, making your apartment or your house look alive,
yeah,
get something done.
Yeah.
Seriously. So, yeah, I'm all about the art. And plus, if you're a fan of art, you probably are into jazz music too, right?
Yeah.
Like, I love jazz. Everybody knows that. I'm into jazz music. Yeah. So, yeah, but I love really good art.
It goes hand in hand. Winona investigators say they have solved a 14-year mystery involving an infant death in 2011. And as of just 2 hours ago, I did just check CBS, a woman is now facing manslaughter charges in connection with the Baby Angel case. Now, I don't recall this. It was 2011,
but I was still
somewhat in touch with things going on back then. Using DNA sampling, investigators finally felt they had enough evidence to bring down the suspect, Jennifer Nicole Bachler. They had reached out to the suspect in 2023, where she did not comply to come in for DNA sampling and even had legal help within weeks, claiming that they were not to contact her unless through a counsel. Your thoughts. Like I said, I've never heard of this, but your thoughts on this cold case finally seemingly coming to a head here.
I've said this before. I've said it several times, and I'll just go ahead and reiterate it.
Mm.
This is why you love great police work.
Yeah.
Is because of stories like this. I love it when you have something, and I don't care if it's 10 years or 20 or 40.
Yeah.
You have phenomenal people in law enforcement that are willing to always be cognizant of crimes out there that are still unsolved, and they want to get to the bottom of it. That, to me, is endearing. That, to me, is special. That is what you get compensated and paid for, is to be able to get to the bottom of the, like, the cold case stuff, man. Mm-hmm. I will always love to see a story like that. That's just me.
Indeed.
I mean, seriously, it's special that you go above and beyond with regards to doing the work, man.
Yeah.
You know, like for instance, with my family, we had a situation where, you know, my cousin, this was back in the early 80s, was abducted. He was never found alive for our family.
Yeah.
And in the late 80s, it was found that he was, tragically, that he had been murdered, and he was found in the enclosing of an apartment kind of wall.
Mm-hmm.
By people that had left town with him in Minnesota many, many years ago, and he was found in the state of Florida.
Wow.
And for us to finally, as a family, be able to have some closure with you know, and you don't, like, you're sad, right? Like, you're heartbroken, you're terrified, you're upset at what happened to our loved one.
Mm-hmm.
But you know. Like, it's final. Like, yeah. you know that he's in a better place.
For sure.
So.
Yeah, and that's never easy. I just watched the Gabby Petito documentary on Netflix, and it's
hard.
I felt heartbroken in real time when it was kind of going on and when they finally found her. But also, like, when you're watching it back, it's like, man, it hits kind of hard because it was a very sad, tragic way to end that story. So it's not.
How long was it?
It was like a 4-week search. I mean, from
No. I'm talking about how long was the documentary?
I think it's like 3 45-minute pieces to it. It's a 3-part documentary, but it's good. It's very tragic. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, that was a big time story, as it should have been, to know that the entire country was wanting her to be found alive.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that wasn't the case. That was heartbreaking, at least. All right, coming up next, I do have a name with regards to NFL GMs that I'll mention, and we'll get you updated on the NFL draft, and we do that.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt,
danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet next.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.